We have read about the stories elsewhere about dogs dying after coming in contact with some particular kind of algae in water, and a case in Santa Rosa at a dog park, Rincon Valley Dog Park, where apparently an 11-month-old dog died on Monday after she was in the water at a park in Rincon Valley there. So I want to go straight to the source, find out what's happening here, and Adrian Mertens is with us. She is, let me get your title right, Adrian, if I can, Chief Communications and Intergovernmental Relations Officer for the City of Santa Rosa. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
You need an acronym, babe.
I know. I will work on that. We wanted to make it tricky for you, Pat.
Yes. Well, thank you. Mission accomplished. How worried, Adrian, should we be about our dogs at public places?
Sure. So, you know, obviously this is a concerning story, we are first want to offer our condolences to the family. Obviously, to lose a family pet in that manner,
yes,
is a very sad situation. And so, you know, we're thankful that the family and the veterinarian who they worked with reached out to us that same night after Kona had passed to let us know that Kona had been swimming in a pond at Rincon Valley Community Park prior to showing any symptoms of distress, and they suggested that the death may be related to blue-green algae. And so, you know, we've had some intermittent occurrences of blue-green algae showing up in Howard Park at Lake Ralphine this summer, which is typical this time of year across Sonoma County in body of the water, but this was the first report for Rincon Valley Community Park, where we do have some ponds. So staff, you know, immediately went out that night after getting the report and posted signage just warning residents of the potential occurrence of toxic blue-green algae in the pond. And I do want to stress that, you know, it's normal for algae to be present in bodies of water, and when it can be harmful to pets and to humans is when it becomes toxic, and when there's higher temperatures outside and more nutrients in the water, that's when you see the algae start to cluster together and could potentially bloom.
How do we recognize it, Adrian? How do we know what we're looking at here?
Yeah, so when the algae starts growing faster in higher temperature weather, and when there is increased nutrients in the water, it can cause the algae to cluster together, and it creates these large mat-like patches that float on the surface of the water, and often in areas where there's not a lot of movement in the water.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, what we are telling residents is to stay out of water. That is one of our city park rules. You know, there's no swimming in any of our lakes or ponds. This includes for pets, for dogs. Obviously, do not drink the water. You want to avoid contact with algae if you spot it. And then certainly if you're fishing in any of our city parks with lakes, you want to clean those fish before you eat them. You know, if you're picking berries at Howard's in areas that are near the water's edge, you'd obviously want to wash those as well. You always want to wash those to remove any insects or dirt. But certainly, you know, taking those precautions is important. We have posted signage as an extra precaution at all of our parks that have lakes or ponds, so that includes A Place to Play and Nagasawa Community Park, in addition to Howard Park and Rincon Valley, just warning people of the potential for blue-green algae, and we're asking people to heed to those warnings.
And does it matter for the dogs whether they ingest that water or whether they're just swimming in it? Does that make any difference?
Yeah, it's when they ingest it. If the algae gets on contacts their skin, and then, you know, they're licking their fur, that's when there can be problems. And certainly we look to the County Department of Health Services for guidance in this area. They are the experts, and, you know, that was another thing. On Monday after we got the report, we immediately reached out to their environmental health and safety team so that they can begin their investigation to determine if there is toxic algae in Rincon Valley Community Park. We don't know yet for sure. They go through a series of tests and will come back and let us know the findings. And so we look to them for help with that, and we're in close communication, and we'll be certainly updating the public as we learn whether or not there is toxic algae in the Rankin Valley Community Park pond.
And of course, the question, Adrienne, is what about the rest of the bodies of water that we can come into contact with? They're everywhere, which is usually a wonderful thing about living in Sonoma County.
Yeah, and I think it's just to be aware that this time of year, this is an issue, that we see throughout the county. Our county Department of Health Services team has a lot of information on that on their website. We also have information on blue green algae posted on the city's website, srcity.org.
Okay.
But it is important to just, look for any signs of that clustering mat-like form of algae and, to stay away from it, and just take precautions.
And
our signage.
I mean, is there, should our dogs, who sometimes have minds of their own and like to go places we don't want them to be, is there anything that we can do if they do get in the water, or are there signs that we should look for in our pups in terms of, some of the effects of this?
Yeah, and again, like the County Department of Health Services, they're really the ones that can give better guidance on animal
okay.
health. But I will say, if a sign is posted, your dog happens to go into water where we're saying that there may be a presence of toxic algae, it would probably be a good idea to take them to the vet just to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So my understanding of what you're saying, Adrienne, is that now the County of Sonoma is taking the lead on this?
Yeah, and exactly. So anytime that a report is made where there was a health or safety issue, concerning blue-green algae, we turn that over to the county environmental health and safety team, and they launch an investigation to determine whether or not the blue-green algae that is present in the pond mm-hmm. is toxic. Because,
right.
again, it can be there, not always toxic.
Right, right, right. Yeah, because Bark in the Park is going on right now, too.
Yes, and that is at Spring Lake Regional Park, and I know that there's no issue, obviously, in that body of water currently with blue-green algae, and there's information on that on the county's website.
All right, very good. Appreciate your input on this very important issue, Adrienne. Thank you for being with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you for helping us get the word out.
You bet. That's Adrienne Mertens. She works for the city of Santa Rosa. And as you heard, Adrienne, now county health officials looking into the situation in Rankin Valley and also obviously other places too. So we will be in touch with the county health and safety departments to talk about what's being done. But obviously, avoiding at this stage of the game, I have a dog. I would not put her anywhere near any water right now while this is happening. And again, our thoughts and prayers going out to the family of the pup who died on Monday, 11 months old. And we know that is a very sad situation. And also a thank you to that family for coming to the city and saying, here's what happened. People should know about this, because that probably could save some dogs' lives right there. So appreciate that effort as well.